Christmas began liturgically at noon today, and will go for 12 days. So let's go against the societal norm, and it's so sad to see Christmas trees out on the curb on Christmas Day. Let's really celebrate the gift of the child of Christ, the Holy Child, the light that came from God. Let us at least celebrate that for the full 12 days to Epiphany. But we're grateful that you are here tonight. You'll see that we begin our worship immediately with a hymn, and then after the reading, we will have the invocation about two-thirds of the way down, you'll see there. But we're grateful that you are here. Let me just give you a couple updates. I like to give Christmas gifts that hopefully have some meaning, and I vary it from year to year. So for each of you, Sherry and I picked up a little booklet on prayer by three very good scholars on prayer. You may recognize their name. But I think, what an important thing for us to enter the new year committed to doing. So please take one of these. Speaking of prayer, I wanted to give you an update. I did run over about an hour ago or so to the hospital. Robert Wright did not, they think, have a heart attack. They are seriously thinking that he just exerted himself. But what was the cause of the exertion was, and he's quite open in his request for prayer, so I will be as well, was another difficulty with Heather, and she had run off, and Robert chased her up Oxford Furnace Hill, which, as one who's approaching 65, that would cause me a great deal of exertion as well, as it did Robert. So he is in the hospital now, but he should be coming home this evening. So that's a good news. Before I begin, any other prayer requests? Ms. Agnes.
I have a praise.
Praise God.
An answered prayer.
Amen.
That Leslie Hare has been on our prayer list for some time, and she got a liver transplant.
Oh, praise God.
And is doing well.
She's been on it for months.
Yes.
Well,
and
that's
great.
And I
have a prayer request as well for Gretchen Wright.
Thank you. Keep all of those that are traveling from our congregation and those who have traveled in from up in the valley or down at the coast. It's good to see all of you here with us tonight. Okay, before we go to prayer, a couple instructions. After you come forward for communion, I'll ask Kelly around the time of communion to knock off the lights, darken the lights. When you come down for communion, take a personal luminary, and this is flameless. Unlike the others that light and turn at the bottom, this you turn the light itself and you tighten it. Okay? And so a key would be if you're turning it one way and the light's not coming on, you're turning it the wrong way. So stop and go turn it the right way. And then take and just go. We'll encircle the sanctuary and we'll close as we always do, singing Silent Night. Okay? All right. Let's go to prayer and then we'll begin by singing It Came Upon a Midnight Cloud. Our gracious Lord, we thank you as we gather on this truly wonderful eve, the eve of the coming. We have been waiting for the 4 weeks of Advent. The children of Israel had waited for the 400 years after the last prophet. But truly, our souls have yearned from that time in which all of humanity fell in the garden We have been yearning, waiting for your light to come, for your love to permeate, for your forgiveness and grace to be in full measure, for your peace to be ours. And all of our waiting was fulfilled in the coming of the precious Son, the only begotten Son, the only Savior of our souls, precious Christ child. So we are here and we are eager to celebrate Him. We thank you for these answers to prayer that we see. We continue to lift up Gretchen. We continue to lift up Robert Wright. We thank you that it wasn't a heart attack. We pray that you'll continue to strengthen him. Thank you that Leslie was able to get the transplant that she has been waiting for. We pray that you would be with those that are hurting during this season. Draw close to them. We know that you are the God who doesn't demand that we make extraordinary, laborious, complicated attempts. We simply say, save us, Lord. Help us. Love us. And you come to us. Come to us, we pray, in Christ Jesus and in Him alone. We pray in that name. Amen. Let us stand and sing It Came Upon the Midnight Clear.
Emmanuel, God with us, a promise kept, a child. By definition, a baby is dependent on adults for everything, food, shelter, protection, and love. A baby is unable to use logic and reason. It needs constant attention. But the baby Jesus, this child created the world. This child existed before anything or anyone.
This child was a king in a stable, wrapped in rags, but a king nonetheless.
This child would bring hope, not just a wish, but the confidence that God would defeat Satan, that good would win over evil.
This child would bring peace, even in the midst of great suffering and trials, a peace that assures his followers that he is in control, even when it feels like nobody is.
This child would bring love, a love that would never be taken away, a love that is beyond our understanding.
And this child would bring joy, for he would deliver us.
We welcome you, O Christ, light of the world, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Open our hearts and minds to worship you in spirit and in truth. Amen.
This is the long night. This is the dark night when those who listen await his cry.
This is the eve of the great nativity, when those who are longing await his appearing.
Wait with a watchful heart.
Listen, hear the song of angels glorious. Ere long it will be heard that his foot has reached the earth new, that the King of glory is come.
Sweet little Jesus, King of glory.
This night is born Jesus, Son of the King of glory. This night is born to us the hope of peace.
Sweet little Jesus, Prince of peace.
This night gleamed sea and shore together. This night was born Christ, the King of greatness.
Hail to the King, blessed is he.
Surely the light of the world has come, and unspeakable joy fills this place.
In thee, Lord Jesus, let there be joy.
Isaiah 9:2-7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation, increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of the government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever, thus saith the Lord.
Thank you. We join with the entirety of the heavenly host in the expanse of your church around the world and throughout history, paying our gifts, all our homage to the only King. Amen.
Gospel reading is Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 14. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Thus saith the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ. You may be seated.
Did you know that your This sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
Song, even though it's been attacked and analyzed and from several years, and it probably says as much about my own situation and maybe yours, because even when I was back in the right in the smack dab of Protestantism, I've always just thought Protestants didn't give Mary her due. We were so fearful of going to the other extreme. And I bet Jesus felt about his mother the way I do mine. And that is, it's the greatest blessing and gift I've ever had. And I bet some of you feel the same way about your moms. And so we might as well love Mary, because I guarantee you, Jesus does. So thank you for that, John. Let us pray. Our gracious Lord, thank you for your gift. Now in the next few moments, just help us to think of how you give. And we ask this in Christ's name. Amen. My father used to say after Christmas, when he would run into people, children or adults alike, his way of asking, did you have a nice Christmas, he would say, was Santa good to you? And he meant by that, did you get those gifts that you wanted? Before you open a gift, and I'm not one that tries to figure out what's in the package. To me, that ruins the surprise. How do you assess a gift? How do you assess whether or not you're getting a gift? I heard on this past week, I guess it's in vogue now for, and thank God for our men and women that serve us around the world and often are not able to be home for the holidays, but I think it's in vogue. I heard several times of children and spouses getting these huge packages, Christmas gifts, and when they opened it, there was their husband or wife or their mother or their father returning back, and that was in this huge box. So is the bigger the package, the better the gift? Sometimes we think that. But if we look through Scripture, God likes using little things. Prophet Zechariah, he says that we are not to despise the day of small beginnings. And if you don't know any Hebrew, I'll teach you one Hebrew word. I guarantee you, you've used it before. You just didn't know it was a Hebrew word. And that's the word booze. Booze is the Hebrew word to mean despise. And it basically means the failure to appreciate the value, to consider something insignificant because it's little. Don't despise the day of small beginnings. Jesus will say the same thing. Don't throw your pearls before swine. They're little, insignificant, and the value thereof is not recognized by the swine. They'll just trample on it. They don't get the value. But pearls are small and valuable. When we think of things, we think of little children who are valuable and grow up quickly. We all too often value the big, but the big isn't always the better. C.S. Lewis, in one of his novels, The Last Battle, and I want you to try to get your head around this. He said only once in our world, a stable had something in it that was bigger than the entire world. This tiny little baby. Paul would say in Colossians 2:8 that in this child was all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Not just when he was an adult, when he was a little baby. Don't despise that. Probably my favorite person to read is he's passed away, but an Episcopal minister that just really could write well. And he wrote many, many books. And in one, he talks about this, and he says it was the favorite Christmas pageant he'd ever been to. How many of you growing up, you acted or played in different Christmas pageants? Did some of you do that? Do you remember, you know, the bathrobes that you wear and the cotton ball beards? And he said it was one little girl, and she was very small and very petite, a little 9-year-old who was playing an angel. Well, the angel, if you have a nativity, is usually at the top or it's at the back. And this little 9-year-old, Capone says, was at the back. And it was a live nativity. So they had all the activity coming in, and it was just a lot of fanfare. And there were wise men, and there were sheep, and he says that someone even brought in a small donkey, and there was Mary, and there was all the activity going on. But it was so crowded, no one could see the little baby Jesus. And Capone says that this little 9-year-old, from the very back, behind all the other animals and characters in this pageant, just started shouting, "Get out of the way of Jesus." And he said, that was the best sermon he had ever heard. For as he reflected on that, life is that simple. Not easy. It's extremely difficult. Because the pageants of our life, we have all sorts of clutter that walk across the stage. So it's not easy, but it's simple. We just need to get out of the way of Jesus. We need to see and focus and look at this little thing that if we're not careful in the midst of all of our activity, all the important things we have to do, can get lost. So let's focus again. At the end of Matthew's gospel, we're going to read that after he was seen in his resurrected glory, he was still considered a small thing, much larger in stature, in the full glory of a resurrected body, but some people still despised, didn't value. And in Matthew 28:17, it says, when they saw him, some worshiped, but some doubted. And that word doubt is only used one other time in the New Testament. It's what happened, and it's used those that doubted in the resurrected Jesus. The only other time it's used is in Matthew 14 when Peter's walking on the water. And he doubted. And how do we know he doubted? What made him sink? He took his eye away from Jesus. He let the waves and the circumstances get in the way of him seeing the small, seeing Jesus. But then it says, for when they saw him, some worshiped. And that word there for worship, I love that word for worship. It's a term that's used in agricultural terms. And what it is the love that a dog And if you've ever had a dog, you know that dogs are the perfect example of unconditional love. You've never met a person that loved better than a well-loved dog. And that word literally means to lick the master's hand. You ever had a dog that paid that type of attention to you? May we not despise that which is little. May we not get so caught up into the pageantry of life tomorrow or in the coming year. May we not get so focused on all the things that truly do concern us. But rather, may we get all of that out of the way of Jesus and look at this wonderful one, the Holy Child, given in our midst. Amen.
Amen. You'll join me in the Eucharistic prayer. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Almighty God, you shape your very life to create and restore and enjoy us forever. We gather around your altar like those who have thronged your Son's manger, longing for you to reassemble men and women, kings and working people, Jews and Gentiles, heaven and earth. At the place where our humanity and your divinity meet, you had too much love to keep it to yourself. And though we took up arms against you and one another, you disarmed us in coming into our midst as a defenseless baby. As his arms were tied in swaddling clothes, so later his hands were nailed to the cross. Yet you made his birth the foretaste of our redemption, and his death the gateway to resurrection life. You give us such joy and peace in your company that our hearts join the angels in the Christmas sky and around your eternal throne, singing the hymn of your unending praise.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. God of new birth, as you laid your Son in Mary's arms, you placed these gifts of bread and wine in our hands. Sanctify your church to be as fragile and tender and true as the infant Savior. Send down your Holy Spirit that this bread of wheat gathered from the fields, and this cup of grapes gathered from the vineyards, may be for us the body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who at supper with his disciples took bread, gave you thanks, broke the bread, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, and again he gave you thanks, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is a cup of the new covenant, my blood, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again."
God exalts the humble and humbles the exalted. As you drew the Magi to the place of your epiphany, call us to yourself and bring your creation to its consummation. Lift your whole church, living and departed, to the vision of your glory. Once made flesh in a humble family, now exalted and reigning with justice and mercy. In this banquet, restore us in your image. Surround us with your company and prepare us for your freedom after the pattern of your Son, through whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen. The gifts of God.
for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The first person on record who welcomed the Virgin Mother was another mother. It was Elizabeth who welcomed Mary into her home and said that she was blessed, for the mother of her Lord would visit her. So the first person who welcomed Mary was Elizabeth. The first person who responded to the presence of Jesus Christ, the very real presence of Jesus Christ, was his cousin, John the Baptist, who in that encounter, not understanding, but fully aware that he was in the real presence of Jesus Christ, his Savior, where we read that his entire being leapt. In the same way, as many centuries later, John Wesley would say in a simple church meeting, the Spirit came upon him and his heart was strangely warmed over. I invite all those who love our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to come to receive him, and together may your heart leap in the real presence of our Lord and Savior, God's gift presented to you. I remind you, after you come, it will be dimmed, so be careful, but there'll be plenty of light. And after you receive the body and blood of Christ, please take a luminary, turn it on from the top, and let's form a circle. Once we have a complete circle as one, we will sing Silent Night. The table is spread. Let us keep the feast.
Thank you.
And now may the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the communion of God's love that has united us all in this circle in Christ, shine upon you. May he lift up his face and be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance and give you peace, both now and forevermore. Amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Go in peace.